is Radio Bath.
Sadiq Al-Hassan, MP for North Somerset. It's great to be here at the interchange today and the opening of it officially, because this is some of the promise that the airport has made to the local community being realised. The way that the airport can coexist with the community, allowing passengers to come here on a more sustainable way, and it looks as well to how it can support the future plans of the airport. But looking at it, it does need to be coupled with the idea of a mass transit system. We need to think about how we sustainably operate an airport in 2025 all the way to 2050, because people want the benefits of aviation, but we need to think about how we reduce the carbon cost. One of the great things I've seen from the government and the Department of Transport is work on sustainable aviation fuel and hydrogen, pushing that agenda to take the carbon cost out of flight. And for me, that's really encouraging, and the work Bristol Airport's done to push the future of aviation, especially with hydrogen, has been inspiring. So I look forward to a future where we can fly without the carbon we create at the moment, that we can still enjoy that connection in a global community, but without the carbon cost.
All the attention has been on sustainable aviation fuel. Understandably, that's the big bugbear that everyone's got to try and somehow work around. But the less glamorous side of travel is equally important, isn't it? People being able to get to the airport without using excessive car journeys, being able to get there easily, get back again, is also part of the story about the carbon footprint of the airport, isn't it?
No, I completely agree. We need to look at how we can integrate the airport with the rest of the transport network. And I'm really excited by the future of, say, North Somerset within, say, the West of England Combined Authority, so that regional structures for transport can be realised, so we can actually have a connected vision for the economic area that we sit in.
Now, a lot of us will be thinking, it's great, we can get to Bristol Airport, we can get out on our holidays, but there is another side to it, isn't it? It's that bringing people into the South West region for business and for leisure reasons as well.
Yes, so the airport is good for regional growth, and it provides jobs in the area for people who work and live in the area. So that is also something we need to think about, how that is done in a sustainable way. And I like some of the ideas around the airport's free travel for staff members, right, so that they can use public transport and will be using this interchange. So, you know, that is taking cars off the road, allowing, you know, kind of more sustainable transport for the staff who work here. But I think as well, it needs to be coupled with the idea of what's next. What is the next plan to make the airport greener? What is the next plan to make aviation greener? What is the next push, right, the next leap in technology, the next investment?
And this was very real, watching you, along with Mike Bell and Dave Lees, open up the transportation interchange was wonderful. And just behind you, out of sight, were passengers about to use it and get on the bus and get back into Bristol, presumably.
So it was great to actually go and have a chat with some of the people who are using the interchange, to talk to them about their experience. And it does look like this is going to offer a better customer experience to people using the airport. And that's important too. Also, it was quite interesting to see the new Marks and Spencers opened, although they weren't giving out any free samples of 30 Aww. Pig sweets. I did note that. They had a big animated character for photos, but they didn't have any free samples of sweets. Otherwise, my kids might have been quite interested in that for me.
I hope you're listening, Marks and Spencers.
Well, I mean, it's a learning for the future, maybe. I think this is just the kind of start of some of the plans to improve the customer experience of the airport, which is, you know, quite exciting as a regional transport hub, because there is a cost to a community being near an airport, and that needs to be balanced. And it's my job as MP, right, to push the airport to balance some of those costs.
You talked a little bit there about learning. This has been what seems to be a very successful infrastructure project, finished 2 months ahead of schedule. Are there lessons to be learned from Bristol elsewhere, do you think?
Well, for me, the idea that a transport project was delivered in 600 days is something that I would really like to point at for Network Rail and contractors when they're considering the Portishead and Peel railway stations, because it would be fantastic if they can have a similar attitude to timescales. And I think residents in both Portishead and Peel around North Somerset would appreciate that kind of fast construction project.
Well, let's hope they're listening too. Thank you very much indeed. Very well.
Bath and West Wiltshire's Radio Bath.